Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe is facing pressure from the West and critics inside his country to step down. When Mugabe assumed power in 1980, the nation had just broken free from decades of white colonial rule and a bitter civil war. Mugabe pledged to build a multiracial democracy. Growing discontent over Zimbabwe's food shortages and lack of democratic freedoms are threatening Mugabe's authority. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Outside a bakery on Robert Mugabe Way, Cecilia Toga and a friend are waiting with about 200 other people to buy bread. They agree to talk, but out of fear of retribution by the police, they ask to first be driven out of the center of town. Toga says in recent months she can't find enough to eat, and she's having trouble nursing her newborn baby.
The baby feeds on me, and I have to feed on something, and there's nothing to feed on. He keeps on feeding on me, and I'm starving. I've got nothing to eat.
According to the United Nations World Food Program, between 7 and 8 million people, or almost two-thirds of Zimbabwe's population, are in need of food assistance this year. This in a country that just a few years ago was exporting food throughout southern Africa. There are also long lines for gasoline. Inflation is running at 200%, and the national debt is skyrocketing. As the economy worsens, even some of Mugabe's most loyal allies have suggested he should step down. The commander of the military and the Speaker of Parliament last month floated a plan for Mugabe to go into exile. Mugabe, who turned 79 this month, returned from vacation in Thailand and quickly quashed the idea. Robert Mugabe became president 23 years ago of what was then Rhodesia. During the armed struggle for independence, Mugabe spent 11 years in prison for his efforts to overthrow Britain's colonial rulers.
I was one of those in the early years of his rule who felt that he was a great man, a Nelson Mandela.
David Coltart is a white Zimbabwean. In the 1970s, he went to South Africa to study at the University of Cape Town, where he was an outspoken critic of apartheid. Eventually, the apartheid regime attempted to deport him.
And Robert Mugabe sent me a telegram to congratulate me. And he spoke about this new vision that he had for Zimbabwe of a non-racist, democratic society committed to socialist ideals. And you can imagine, as an impressionable student, I thought that this was the most wonderful man.
Coltart returned in the early days of Zimbabwe's independence. Instead of working with Mugabe, Coltart spent the next two decades fighting against human rights abuses by the Mugabe regime. Coltart says Mugabe has always known how to play the international community. During the Cold War, Mugabe toned down his Marxist rhetoric and courted the West. During apartheid, he put aside his African nationalism and said that whites have nothing to fear from black majority rule. And while forcefully suppressing his political opponents at home, Mugabe positioned himself, Coltart says, as a Democrat and an elder statesman for the continent.
The tragedy is that many people in Africa still hold to what is just a facade. They still hold to that view that this is a great man, whereas in fact he has been a tyrant for 23 years.
It's not uncommon for Mugabe's political opponents to emerge bruised and bloodied from police stations. The main opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, is on trial for allegedly plotting to assassinate Mugabe. Tsvangirai says the treason charges have been trumped up by a former Israeli spy who's now on Mugabe's payroll. Tsvangirai, who claims he won last year's presidential election, could face the death penalty if convicted. The European Union and the Commonwealth imposed sanctions on Zimbabwe over the election, saying it occurred in an atmosphere of intimidation. Mugabe says the election was fair and has rejected calls for him to relinquish power. The head of the ruling ZANU-PF party in Bulawayo, Jubalani Sabanda, says the country's current economic problems are the result of drought, and Sabanda says there's no link between Mugabe's policies and the economic collapse of the country.
It's drought related. It's drought related. Once we go through this drought, things will change.
Change from a situation where unemployment is officially at 70%, where children are on the verge of starvation, where adults spend most of their waking hours waiting in lines for food and fuel. In 1963, near the beginning of the struggle against white colonial rule, Mugabe named his first child Nyamodzinyika. The name means suffering country. 40 years later, many people say the country, Mugabe Christian Zimbabwe, has never been suffering more. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.